Some of my ideas tonight come from my interest in the clinical literature on narcissism, which really got its start here in Chicago through the writings of Heinz Kohut and self-psychology. And the orientation of Kohut and self-psychology is very compatible with the Jungian approach to the psyche. Kohut is focused on the holding environment of the psychoanalytic container, the importance of empathy in the process of analytic work, and what he calls the process of internalization, which is facilitated in psychoanalytic work through what he describes as phase-appropriate disillusionments in the process of the analytic experience. This idea of disillusionments, illusioning experience and disillusioning experience, is at the core of what we'll be discussing tonight. The self, in my ideas that I'll be elaborating tonight, develops in a two-stage process. There's first a process of an illusional experience with another in the world, which is understood as normal narcissism. And then there are moments or increments of disillusionment and an internalization of psychic structure as a differentiation gradually comes about between projected experience, which Jung called participation mystique, and individual experience, which he called the individuation process. Oftentimes, these moments of disillusionment occur in the psychoanalytic process as a crisis, and some of the particular patients that I'll be talking about this evening have experienced these moments as a wrenching sort of crisis, a moment when all hell opened up. And the thing that interested me most is that oftentimes, following a moment such as what I'm describing, the dreams produced an image of a lost or hidden, heretofore hidden part of the self, which emerged in the clinical material. So we'll be looking at that theme in relationship to the same theme in mythology. And we'll be looking at some slides, and then we'll have some concluding remarks and then some discussion, during which I hope you'll feel free to ask questions about this material, which I'll be painting with a very broad brush, and maybe we can get into some specific questions afterwards. In a preliminary way, let me get us started by suggesting that you imagine, for purposes of discussion, two relatively clearly demarcated worlds of experience. One we're going to call the world of imagination, mundus imaginalis, and the other, the world of reality. I won't try to give a Latin name to that. The imaginal world is the magical world of childhood. It's the archetypal or transcendent world. It's full of transpersonal energies and images. It's the inner world with its endless possibilities and its limitless secret offerings. It's timeless, it's unbounded, it's sacred, and it's deep. The world of reality, for purposes of a counterpoint to this world, is the mundane world of matter, of the world embodied, bounded by time, space, limitation, and history. It's the world of the body. It's the world of profane time, profane space. It's the given and factual world, the outer world, as such unredeemed, corporeal, bound by familiarity, by routine, and by the ordinary.